What's up, everyone? And this is Next Level Thinking. What's up, everyone? It's another episode of Next Level Thinking, where we have people inspired to take it to that next level and just execute. Today, I have a special guest by the name of
Colton. What's up, y'all?
And I'm gonna let you go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit. So tell the audience who you are and what you're all about.
Yeah, so my name's Colton. You can find me on Instagram at Insta with Colton, or on Facebook. I just got back on Facebook, Colton Lee, or you can find me on Twitter, Colton Can Do It. Looking to starting up a YouTube page, but just my whole mission with everything is just to help people around the world grow their businesses by growing their awareness.
Exactly. I definitely agree with that because, everybody wants to get the people's attention. And I think the most common question, obstacle people come up like how to do it. We have all these platforms.
If I don't have your attention, I can't, I can't help you out. If I have a product or a service or, if I'm just providing value, all the listeners that are listening in on this podcast, it's just incredible the time we live in. That you can just listen to this via phone, via tablet, or on YouTube, wherever platform it could be shared on. And so it's just, trying to basically get that reach through a internet and digital space versus waiting to do it local.
Exactly, because we're not like in the Stone Ages where we had to wait for the mailman just deliver a message and then they got to get everything written out and then another just drag time. It's like all instant.
Yeah. I mean, just an incredible time we live in that, you can message anyone in the world, find what they like via hashtags. If they follow some big page that you're trying to target, you can find out that following is into that kind of stuff that page is posting. So once you kind of know that market, then you want to go out there and just provide value and really help them out. I guess small story short is basically, big story, a short minute, is that, I came from a small town, population about 472.
Oh, man.
And, I grew up farming. And I guess just growing up on a farm, I learned real early to be resourceful. So I took that on as I, left my small town and went to college. And, I was telling Chris about this, is that it's crazy that when I got to college, I didn't really think that I could farm in college and go back and forth. And so I was like, well, what does everybody like to do? And everybody likes to party,
right?
It's like, well, I gotta figure out how I can make a job around what everybody's doing and supply and demand. I become a DJ. When I was at college, I just basically learned that whole entertainment scene structure and built up like an entertainment little company, I guess. Wasn't really written down in paper, illegal, all cash, but really hustled my way through college with a lot of friends. And got out of college and was like, okay, how am I gonna be able to do DJing afterwards? And kind of saw that whole digital space and how I leveraged myself through that, I could help other businesses as well.
And let me go ahead and interrupt.
Go ahead.
And the one thing that I do admire is, like you said, you hustled your way through college. And a lot of times a lot of college students have this, I guess, a stereotype of basically a broke college student. But you can pretty much overcome that if you just change your mentality.
Right.
And strive through.
Being, being to the point where you're constantly learning, not that you're trying to, be better than someone. It's never a competition idea. It's more of like, I just want to challenge myself. Mm-hmm. And through these challenges, you take on new learnings. You constantly fail. I think that's one thing that people are scared to do.
I think a lot of people are afraid to fail because it's probably one of the biggest ones, because I was like, what if? All right, my friends gonna judge me, my parents gonna judge me, my professor, and then whoever, like whatever's in their head, it just becomes that big wall they gotta overcome. And are they just afraid to fail? But
what is the complete opposite is that I stick it out and then it actually works and becomes great, and then now they admire me.
Exactly.
So you gotta understand that criticism, you need to take that as fuel and turn that into admiration later on. Not just because, you're trying to get your haters to love you, but, you basically think that of your haters are people that, you know, just don't understand the concept of your vision. They don't understand your purpose. They don't understand your why. You know, everyone's different. Everyone's like has their own kind of goal and stuff. So when your goals don't align with their goals, you know, it's a problem. But it's not your problem. It's their problem that they don't understand.
And I definitely agree with that, because like anything that is different, because we all have our foundation and what we grew up from and things like that, and we adapt. But if it's something, like you said, different, we're not going to always understand it from the jump, because we're going like, okay, this is not what I was raised up on. Like, what direction are you coming from? And because of that, you know, we naturally would be like, okay, that's impossible, because we don't understand that person's vision, like you said, and passion, purpose, and things like that. It's up to that person who has that vision to deliver it. But, you know, they have to overcome the obstacles. That's like their building stages.
Yes, exactly. And I think looking back, you know, once you kind of understand that self-awareness, you take a step back and you're like, okay, I'm at this age, I'm at this point in my life, and you realize that, man, I really only got one shot. You know, I can't, like, basically go back 10 years ago and redo an experience. Mm. So we're always moving forward. And once you have that mindset, then you have to reflect on yourself and say, look, like, I know that I'm not making much change now, because some people lose that motivation, that drive. They, you know, they try to start a business and 3 months later it didn't work. Well, you know, you only did it for 3 months.
Exactly.
So, you know, once you have that that constant failure, that adaptation, that learning, that experience, you know, you start understanding that, man, like, in life, if I really work towards something, you know, I'll get something out of it, versus, you know, let me try it, and if it doesn't work, I'm just going to go do whatever I got else to do. Which, I mean, like I said, people find different roads through life. And, you know, I think from being on the farm to now doing stuff on my phone, you know, having my phone as being my, like, office, where I can be anywhere I want.
Exactly.
And that's just, you know, that's just an incredible transition. And that's through my lifetime. So,
and it's extremely crazy, because, like, you know, everybody used to go into the office and all these other, like, the foundation, and now with all the technology and the smartphones, it's like you don't have to actually see this person face to face. You can actually see this person through FaceTime. You can deliver that message. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on Instagram. You can have contact with people from out the country because, yes, of just using your phone.
Exactly. Like this podcast we're on right now, you know, this is merely just a phone call, me tapping in and reaching out to the audience, sharing the value. And that's through not us meeting up at an office or meeting up at a radio station. You know, all this is done via the tools we have.
Exactly. It's almost to the point where you have, like, no excuse to get things done. It's all about, like, your mentality. It's like execution.
Well, a great thing is, you know, I was watching a little bit of Gary Vaynerchuk, and he was saying that, you know, everybody that has a smartphone is now their own media marketing public relations agency.
Nice spin to it.
And he was just saying that, you know, if you really want to build something, you can download all the different channels like YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Each has its own conversation of, you know, or the way that you would communicate on that platform. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you're reaching out deep and wide, and you're really, you know, just kind of going out in that space. And people kind of get, you know, when they're building their brand and building anything on the social space, they feel like it's kind of hard because, you know, they're 3 months in and they're only getting like 3 people to like their stuff, or 10 likes per picture or something like that, or no one's really retweeting them or sharing their Facebook. And it's because they just simply don't know about you. And the reason why I say that is because most people that start up something online are probably online like maybe 3 hours, 4 hours a day, creating content, thinking about the caption, you know, putting out a message. And is that message a strategic, you know, play that you would put down as in directing someone to go to your product, service, give you a call, set up that appointment? How captivating is that? So good content, really, you know, just really thinking about the caption, message, and then just, you know, being there for people. But not only that, don't wait for people. So that's another
that's
big thing
a big
with
one.
Social media.
Oh, that's
people
big.
Are waiting to be found. So I guess my advice would be stop waiting and start going to the market, you know, and finding these people. And it's up to them, you know, you got to communicate with your market, and it's up to them to communicate back. So, you know, next time you're on social media, spending like 3 to 4 hours a day, instead of like, you know, doing stuff so much about me, you know, go out there and start communicating with people, helping them, finding out what their problems are and how you can be a solution. So I guess that ties it back to the story of me in college, is that, you know, that I saw everyone basically partying. I became a DJ. And then now, like, I'm out there in the world past college, and I'm like, I can really help any business out with their biggest problem, now, which is obscurity.
And I really like how you pretty much put that in, of like, how you're helping people know their problem and offering a solution. And a lot of times when you're offering or trying to reach out to new markets and et cetera like that, you may have the solution to their problem, but they have to see that. And you got to help them understand what their problem is. And once they understand what the problem is, then they'll be more, you know, inclined to, you know, let's do business, like, let's network, or let's do something together, because now they understand where you're coming from.
Right. Exactly. And the more people you help, the more you hear objection. And that goes into my next thing about, you know, actually really pushing, trying, starting up your own business or product or whatever it may be. You're going to hear objections. And the reason why they're going to give you objections is because they don't know you.
Exactly.
And so if someone doesn't know you, they can't, they don't even know you exist. So how can they buy from you? So you can't say nothing doesn't work because they don't simply know about you.
And here's a funny thing I want to add into it too, is like, I hear a lot of times, like, people buy from people that they like. So if they don't know you, they don't really have, I guess, a strong enough reason to buy something from you. But it's like, but if you think like all the all the celebrities that's well known, let's say from Steve Harvey, you know, Damon John, Gary V, they like the person first, and they, you know, they receive a great amount of value, and because they like that person so much, they're like, oh, I want to support this person because this person's doing great things. And that's right. How you pretty much lock in sales.
Yeah, I mean, really just pushing out more than expecting. You know, I'm not really, I guess for any of my online businesses, I'm not really trying to push a sale as so much as, you know, providing the solution to that person's problem. So, you know, if I have my, you know, all my stuff drawn up for that business, if I have my proposal right, my audit right, and I've already done the research before I even got in contact with that client, that person that's on the phone with me or in front of me, they know that I came prepared. They know that I already know their problem. That's the reason why I'm there, and so I can provide that solution.
Exactly.
And after you look at it, it's just crazy to me that, you know, a lot of people when they get out of college, or, you know, I tell people that all the time, that going to school for marketing or photo, you know, doing some kind of design, is that crazy time we live in. You can basically start up a agency, you know, and charge $100 a month, you know, if you feeling comfortable, or $500 if you feel like comfortable with that, you know, work your way up, build that value. But let's say you have, you know, $200 a month and you got 40 clients.
Exactly. And it adds up really quick with, as long as you give a tremendous amount of value through subscriptions. And if you look at a lot of entrepreneurs' business models, they have a lot of prescriptions, like where they give people a tremendous amount of value. I mean, I believe you have Grant Cardone, he has his university, Damon John has his, you know, subscriptions, Gary V, I think he's doing something like Triple D or something like that. All the great entrepreneurs that are succeeding, like past all, you know, expectations, they have some kind of tremendous amount of value they give through subscriptions, and it actually changes the person's life.
Exactly. And it's great because, you know, the content that they're speaking on these courses are going to be relevant to, you know, what you're seeing today. You know, a lot of the textbooks and colleges and stuff, you know, they're selling it for $200-$300, but to make that book is literally $6.
Exactly.
So the profits on that is crazy. But also, you know, instead of spending $200 on an outdated book that, you know, probably published 3 years ago talking about marketing, you know, and I remember when I was in college, there was like marketing books and business books that were talking about, you know, just not even really social media, just like
newspapers.
Make sure that everyone locally knows about you. You know, we live in a time where you got to stop thinking local.
Bigger.
You got to start thinking global.
Yeah.
You know, you got to take that level of thinking as in, you know, what am I going to bring to the market, whether it be a product, a service, what am I passionate about? What do I feel like helps me that can help others?
Exactly.
Once you kind of have that mindset as a, you know, I guess that's when, you know, a whole change in, you know, thinking happens. And, you know, and then it's like, well, okay, what am I going to do to get it done? You know, with a lot of people out there in the world, if I don't convince my friends, if I don't convince my family, then, you know, then if they're not sold on it, then I'm not sold on it. Like, stop thinking about what everyone else thinks. You know, they got their own purpose. They just haven't found it yet. So they're criticizing you.
Exactly. Now, next question I want to hit on, because we actually covered a very lot, that's like Corian, is what's the top three things that you believe that make an entrepreneur? Go.
I would say they have to be driven. You know, they have to really look at it as like, what am I going to do, you know, now so that will pay off later? It's those daily investments, you know, being driven, having that passion. I guess passion would be number two, you know, actually knowing what's making you get up early in the morning, going to bed late, making those phone calls, meeting up, showing up, you know, just kind of get in contact. Let people know that, look, like people become long-term customers with people because they trust them. You know, so I feel like building that trust, number three. So you have to be driven, you have to be passionate, and you have to build up that trust. Just because you're building a lifelong brand, exactly. You know, you want to be able to be known when, you know, you see someone at the grocery store, they're like, hey, you know, appreciate you reaching out for me, or reach out to me and come by my pizza place, made an extra $20,000 this month because we ran that promotion that you recommended, and we just started doing this, and now we're kind of getting a new franchise. You want to hear, when you meet someone, don't you want to hear good news?
Yes.
Like, so, you know, you got to stop thinking as in like, well, man, like, what can I do to make this person, you know, just really exponentially grow whatever it is they're doing? And I guess from anything, entrepreneur is just there to solve problems. You got to be a problem solver. Mm-hmm. You got to be resourceful. What am I going to do to solve that problem? What am I going to, even if you have to outsource, you know?
Exactly.
So you got to make sure that, you know, in business, you're always basically trying to make money. So don't make, as an entrepreneur, I feel like there's a lot of people that, you know, they're part of like a network marketing, you know, they're somewhat of a contract worker or something, do graphic design, something like that, and get or start their LLC, and then all of a sudden they put entrepreneur in their bio.
Mm-hmm.
But entrepreneur is not really and that's like, yeah, it describes someone that's kind of self-employed doing their own thing, but don't even put a label on yourself. You know, I feel like everyone should be more of like, I'm not actually here in physical form, but my soul, I need to make sure that, you know, I'm sharing that energy and just being the best person I can be. And through that, you know, you help a lot of people, in return, they help you back.
Exactly.
So
instead
of waiting for people to, you know, for them to find out about you so you can help them, go out there and help them. Like, you know, and you're going to hear people that just don't want help. Oh, no, I'll do it on my own. You know, entrepreneurs, there's a lot of people that are cynical. A lot of people that are, you know, like, no, if it's not my way, then, you know, it's not right.
And that will leave you behind because you're being closed-minded to somebody can actually give you a tremendous amount of value. And one thing I got to also add to everything, great things you said, is when you're doing, you know, this drive and all that much more, you're going to have to get in your mind that you're going to have to do the things you're not feeling up to do. Like, example, like, you got to make the calls. You know, everybody's, a lot of times I hear from stories from people doing business, like, oh, I don't feel like doing the calls. Well, if you want this business to be taken up, you want to start making these calls. Or, I don't feel like going to these events. Well, like, well, you got to go to this event.
Right. So if you don't call them, then they can't trust you. It's like meeting someone, you know, and they say, let's be friends. And you're like, all right. And your friend one day, and then they give you their number. And then next day you text them and they don't text you back. You call them, they don't call you back. Like, they're going to still be your friend?
No.
So, I mean, that's just common sense and human nature. And a lot of people don't want to do those follow-ups. They don't want to make that initial call because they're scared that they're going to ruin it. But they're going to ruin it because they never made calls.
Exactly.
So how many calls are you making would solve that? And then from there, you know, it leads to showing up. You know, if you're going to networking events, I'm sure you're going to build up a network.
Yep.
If you stay at home and lock the door, no one even knows you exist. So, you know, there's stuff that you can do on social, but as a business or as yourself to just get in touch with people, you know, you always want to look at those people that got something that you want and try to figure out how you can arrange to be around that or see it in person, you know, or just watch a whole bunch of YouTube videos. If you can't get in touch, you know, with billionaires, like, figure out what you can read about from them. You know, Sam Walton, a guy that started Walmart, he had like a family trust fund of like $175 billion. But what he was saying is that people don't want to go through humility. People don't want to feel like they're, you know, humiliated. That's like a human fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably from a young age. And then now as they get older, it just gets worse and worse. People feel like, you know, think about it, everywhere you go, people are insecure about something instead of embracing that they're unique. But if you look at humility, like with Sam Walton, he went down to Brazil when he first started up Walmart, and he went down to Brazil and he was at this grocery store, and he got down on his knees and started measuring the aisles. And people were looking at him, thinking that he was strange, thinking like, what is he doing, whatever. He was so caught up on the concept that the spacing on their aisles was just the right amount of spacing where a car can go this way and a car can go that way, and, you know, it was just perfect height and the way they had the product placed on it. And so basically, you know, it's just crazy because he knew more about the competition or the market than his competition knew about their company. You know, it's all about market research. You know, once you got the data, then you can go out there and, you know, supply what is, you know, needed. So that just goes to any business. And I feel like that's kind of like that mindset is just don't get in the car and drive, but get in the car and know the destination.
Oh, that's a nice quote right there. You may want to write that down. Well, yeah. With that said, any closing remarks before you wrap this up? I'll have to have you on another episode because I'm pretty sure you got a lot more.
Yeah, man, this will have to continue up. We can, you know, I feel like there's a lot of great questions. I appreciate you for having me on this podcast. I think, you know, it's just up and up from here because more people are going to, you know, listen in and just, you know, it'll be a community where people are no longer have to listen to the radio where, you know, hey, look, so-and-so did this, or hey, so-and-so got shot. You know, we're all here in the community thinking about, like, hey, how are we going to better ourselves? How are we going to provide for our families? How are we going to set up that legacy?
Exactly.
So, like I said, man, it's really a pleasure. Thanks for having me on here.
No problem.
And, you know, it's just crazy to think that 2018, you know, we're like at the early stages of the 2000s, you know, 1918, you know, they were telling the horses, like, look, get off the road. And they started bringing in the cars. So look at the cell phone, the internet like that. Once you kind of think about that whole change, the way business is done, the way currency is handled, I mean, the way a lot of things will be done. So that big change like that, I feel like it's only going to happen the same way. And those people that are already making up those services, people that are already taking into effect, you know, the internet and the possibilities, you know, they'll be those early people that are, you know, setting up a great service or, you know, to the marketplace.
Definitely agree. And it's always about, you know, always about moving forward. You know, got to stay consistent, adapt, because things are going to change no matter what you think. Is either get with the program or get left behind. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. You know, it's definitely been a pleasure. You dropped a lot of dimes. I feel like we were actually doing a course load, right? They were probably doing a seminar.
Yeah, for sure. We got to get some kind of course or something, you know, going. I'm in the process of putting up a course myself, but I feel like, just always providing knowledge and always letting other people know that, you know, that it is possible. That's the main message.
Yep, that's the main message. So, again, your host Chris Holmes, I have my special guest by the name of...
What's up, guys? Colton.
And take it to the next level, and don't let all these words just settle. Take these words and execute. All right, we out. Peace.